Act 1. Postal Address Application.
More about applying for postal address, www.rotterdam.nl/briefaddressanfragen. Help with completing the form. Call 14010. Municipality's telephone number. Complete this form in full. Compulsory questions are marked with an asterisk. Not fully completing this form means it will take longer for us to assist you.
Post address applicant, Shonin.
Chair.
First names?
Irman.
Date of birth?
It's 18/06/1995.
Citizen service number? Short BSN.
8166189.
Telephone number?
0630512026.
Email address?
LizzieMcGuire@gmail.com.
Who else is this postal address application for? You can also apply for a postal address for your spouse, registered partner, and children. Other people will need to file their own applications.
It's for me and my daughter.
First surname.
2 months.
First names.
Eva.
Date of birth.
4th of October 2012.
Second surname.
Genach.
Date of birth.
6th May 1966.
First names.
Jessica.
Why are you applying for postal address? I am homeless. Please include a copy of your valid passport, Dutch identity card, or driving license.
I am looking for a temporary solution while between two homes. Please include a copy of your valid passport, Dutch identity card, or driving license, termination of the lease contract, purchase contract, the deed of transfer of the new home.
I temporarily have no residential address as a result of a divorce slash relationship which has ended. Please include a copy of your valid passport, Dutch identity card or driving license, registration with Fonet Reinmond, Bimidlars Antikrak, anti-squat mediators, Kammerverhus, room rentals or private landlords.
If you don't have a residential address as a result of a divorce, please also include a copy of the divorce petition, divorce decree, other judicial documents.
I'm temporarily living abroad for less than 8 months as a result of my studies or work experience placement. Please include a copy of your valid passport, Dutch identity card, or driving license. Tickets with outwards and return journey dates, visa, statement for employer, university, or college confirming the period of stay abroad.
I'm temporarily living abroad for less than 8 months. Please include a copy of your valid passport, Dutch identity card or driving license, tickets with outward and return journey dates, visa.
I live in a care facility. Please include a copy of your valid passport, Dutch identity card or driving license, the care agreement, proof of residence in the care facility.
I'm currently in prison. Please include a copy of your valid passport, Dutch identity card or driving license, proof of residence in prison.
I live in a holiday park. Please include a copy of your valid passport, Dutch identity card or driving license, statement from the manager confirming you can't be registered at the holiday park address, recent invoice confirming your reservation.
I work in different locations and have no fixed residential address. Please include a copy of your valid passport, Dutch identity card or driving license, employment contract, recent payslip.
Other. Please provide an explanation and send supporting documents.
I just moved out.
That was my answer.
Yeah.
How did this situation arise?
What's the answer again? I just moved out. I just needed to move out.
What is the last address you were registered at? Street, house, number, and suffix, postcode, town.
I was registered at my ex
partner's house, which I don't like to share because it's, I don't know if they would be okay with me sharing this information.
Since when did you stop living there?
2 weeks ago.
Where will you be living for the next 3 to 6 months? Enter multiple addresses if you'll be living at multiple addresses.
Address 1, street house number and suffix, postcode 12.
How long are you going to be staying there? Oops. Date from, date 2.
From tomorrow, the 6th of February, and I don't really know when to talk.
Indicate on which days of the week you're staying at the address. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Name of the main occupant?
Gigi.
Orange. Relationship to the bracket's main occupant?
Your friends.
The main occupant's telephone number?
Address 2, street house number and suffix, postcode town.
My house 1, in Rotterdam, 1234 AB.
How long are you going to be staying there? Date from, date 2.
Today till next week.
Indicate on which days of the week you're staying at this address. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday maybe, definitely Saturday and sometimes Sunday.
Name of the main occupant.
Gigi Banana.
The main occupant's telephone number?
316-1711-3271.
Relationship to the main occupant?
It's my cat.
Address 3, street, house number and suffix, postcode, town.
Sugar Street, number 1800. Postcode 30 XD.
How long are you going to be staying here? Date from, date 2.
From the 16th of April to the 10th of May.
Indicate on which days of the week you're staying at this address. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Name of the main occupant?
Chad Stevens.
Relationship to the main occupant?
Another cat of mine.
The main occupant's telephone
My cat has no telephone.
Why can't you register at one of the addresses you provided? The main occupant doesn't give permission. Reason, the landlord owner doesn't give permission. Reason, I have debts, others, namely.
I can't register because my cat attacks me.
Which address do you want as a postal address? I want my postal address to be at
my address.
The occupant's first name and surname, postal address holder.
Street house number and suffix, postcode, town.
Salty Street, 123A.
For which period? Date from, date 2.
From the 11th of May until the 29th of June.
The postal address holder
must complete and sign the postal address permission statement. The statement is included in the appendix. Please enclose the completed and signed statement together with a copy of the postal address holder's identity document. For example, a valid passport or driving license.
I want to use the municipality's postal address. You can only request a postal address from the municipality if you can't find a postal address yourself. You will need to collect your mail at least once every 2 weeks if the municipality has given you a postal address. The municipality can stop your postal address if you don't do this. The municipality will not accept any registered mail, medication, and medical devices and packages. Signing this form means you agree with these conditions.
Are you looking for your own living space or permanent residence? Yes? No? Is the answer no? Then please explain why.
Yes.
What efforts have you made to find a place to live? Every effort.
Where do you keep your personal belongings?
Somewhere in the studio.
Do you have a job or are you receiving benefits? I work at, I receive benefits from, I don't work and I don't receive benefits. How do you get money to live on?
I don't work and I don't receive benefits. How do I get money to live on?
Statement and signature. I hereby confirm I have gratefully completed the application form.
Yes,
I do. I do. Yes.
Town, date, signature.
February 2024.
For information purposes. The municipality may invite you for a personal interview following your application. The municipality may also investigate your residential address. It's important that you provide truthful information. Not doing so can result in a fine. Please send the form to Municipality of Rotterdam, Volkswagen, FIO, Migration Team, Postbus 70133000 KR, Rotterdam.
How long will this process take? You will receive our decision within 8 weeks.
Assistance. Is there anything we can help you with? You can always ask us questions about your income, physical health, education, debts, or addiction. You can also call for help with completing this form. Call 14010 for more information. Privacy. The municipality handles your data with care. You can read more about this on the following website, rotterdam.nl/privacy.
I just received an email with the theme, no reply from the government, in Dutch.
Ik vraag de Abetta. Ik heb een vermelding aanvraag over klacht ontvangen. Het nummer daarvan is 7830-2024. Is uw zaak ingeet met de DJID of erkenning en wilt u weten wat er gebeurt? Kijk dan in mijn loket. Met de vriendelijke groet, gemeente Rotterdam. Ons algemene telefoonnummer is 14010.
The end.